Hello.
Hello, everybody.
So,
welcome to Highly Recommended. This is Bailey and Dorothy, and we'll be subbing in for Mel Max today.
Yes, this is WMFO Radio. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are keeping the same theme of the show that's usually on here today. So we have a lot of classic rock bops for you. Mm-hmm. Very excited. You just heard Peace of Mind by Boston. Fun fact, the first time I heard that song, I cried. And that's a fact.
That's a time.
That's a beautiful song. So yeah, we hope you stick around and listen. We have a lot of songs to play for you. Anything else? Yeah.
la 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 la.
We'll be right back.
back, everyone. And now, a moment for a PSA. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at the WMFO.
Wow. Bailey, are you a vegetarian?
No.
Do you want a free vegetarian kit from PETA?
Who knows?
You can't decide?
Not after reading this advertisement. It was just so inspirational, you know?
Yeah. You know, I think we should try it. Just for a week, we could be vegetarian together.
That's a good plan.
What do you think? Meat lovers unite, though. Kind of.
I don't know, the Duick Dining Hall and those vegan cranberry walnut bars.
No,
they got me going.
Those half like mushroom, half meat burgers.
Oh my god,
make me a little sick to my stomach.
I don't think I've had that.
We don't support. Don't. They're called the Grateful Burgers. All you Tufts people know exactly what I'm talking about. If you eat a Grateful Burger, you're not allowed to listen to this radio station anymore. You are not allowed to listen.
Oh, I haven't had those because they have cheese in them, and I don't like cheese.
So. Oh. Do they have cheese in them?
Yep.
They have mushrooms in them.
Don't they have like blue cheese in them?
I don't know, but they taste like, if I ever eat horse meat, that's imagine what it would taste like.
Oh, man.
One time my mom tricked me and said that she was feeding me horse meat while we were.
Why? Was she trying to turn you vegetarian?
No, but the meat tasted weird, and I think it was because it had mushrooms in it.
Ah.
And I was like,
sneaky.
This tastes disgusting. And she was like, oh, it's horse meat. My brother and I nearly threw up. And then she was like, no, it's normal meat.
Got him.
Got him. Mom, you're not listening, but thank you for getting them every day.
Inspiration.
Every day she just messes with my head a little bit more.
We love mothers like that.
Yes, we do. They make us stronger, quite frankly.
Strengthen us for the real world.
Yes, yes, precisely. Well, we hope you guys are enjoying our mix of music today. This is not what we usually play on our station. We usually go for more
alternative
indie bops. Yes.
Rock, yeah.
Yes, but this is quite nice. I like
nice,
this change of pace.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we have more to play for you, so keep listening and enjoying. That's an order.
Thank you. Yeah. don't let me wait. You Catholic girl, start much too late. Ah, oh, but sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built a true temple and locked you away. Ah, oh, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. A bit too loud, oh, but that never hurt no one. So come on, Virginia, show me a sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Give you was a reputation.
you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. And am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex act bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my wife and cuss, it's bringing her down.
Hello.
Welcome back, everybody. This has been, you've been listening to Highly Recommended, and you're on 91.5 FM WMFO, Wet Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You've been listening to Dorothea and Bailey, and I hope you've enjoyed the music we've had tonight. And if you want to hear more with Dorothea and I highly recommend tuning in on 8 a.m. Monday mornings for Awkward on Air.
Thanks for listening.
Hope you all have a good night.
Bye.